Hey everyone, welcome to My Wife the Dietitian, a weekly podcast about lifestyle and healthy eating. I'm Rob, and together with my wife Sandra, we invite you to join us on this informative yet entertaining journey through the complex world of healthy eating.
We'll cover everything but the kitchen sink. Each week, we'll discuss topics ranging from how to protect yourself from developing cancer, spicy foods to rev up the libido, to caring for your palliative grandfather with Alzheimer's.
We'll also delve into more complex issues like, what the heck is oat milk? Why doesn't my butt fit into these jeans? And every guy's favorite question, will eating spinach really make it bigger? Join us each week as we strive to educate, enlighten, and entertain you.
We've all heard the expression, eyes are the window to the soul. But in recent years, evidence has shown eyes can be a window to your health. Undiagnosed conditions may be uncovered or revealed by an eye exam. High blood pressure, inflammatory conditions, diabetes, strokes, heart disease, and even metastatic cancer can be discovered with an eye exam. There are nutrients in our diet and lifestyle behaviors that can affect risk of cataracts, macular degeneration, and other chronic diseases mentioned above. Join Rob and I for 10 eye-opening nutrition facts on our 10th episode.
So we are here on episode 10, and I'm here with my wife, the dietitian, and her name is Sandra.
Hi, Rob.
Oh, hi, Sandra. And today we're going to be talking about 10 eye-opening nutrition facts. It's all about eye health.
Yeah, it's pretty exciting. It's the eye is the window to your health.
No, the window to your soul.
That too. That's what William Shakespeare said.
Oh, okay. Well, he knew things, right? He just said them in a different way. All right, we got a giant list of things to talk about today, so we just better get right into it.
Absolutely. One of the resources I used for this one is a book called Eye Foods, A Food Plan for Healthy Eyes. And it was put together by the Canadian Association of Optometrists. Hmm. And they have a website, eyefoods.com.
I see.
It's a really colorful book. I see.
I'll warn you now, there's going to be a lot of like corny eye jokes, but I can't resist. All right, carry on.
Yeah, it's so interesting. I mean, there's a lot of different nutrients that can affect our overall health and definitely affect how well we see. Actually, there is something that functions as a natural sunblock, and it's called lutein and zeaxanthin, which are carotenoids.
And we talked about carotenoids in the immunity episode, I believe.
Yeah,
memory. A lot of this stuff will be familiar if you've listened to that episode.
But it with a different lens. Yeah, so that, yeah, it's really cool when I heard that lutein and zeaxanthin function as natural sunblock, and they protect against harmful blue light, and they are concentrated in the macula,
which is part of your eye.
Yeah, in the very back.
I just went to the eye doctor like last week, so I'm kind of up on all the terminology, which is handy because it's quite the science.
It's ironic.
It is ironic, isn't it?
Ironic. No, sorry. Okay. But yeah, that's the first eye-opening nutrition facts is lutein and zeaxanthin are carotenoids, and there's actually more than 600 different carotenoids in plants.
Oh, really? Wow.
Yeah, beta carotene is one.
Right.
Yeah, we're going to cover that one too. But they're all under the same heading of carotenoids. So lutein and zeaxanthin. And lutein, do you remember where, or have we talked about lutein?
I don't think so. Yeah. I want to say tomatoes.
No, that's
lycopene.
Yeah.
Okay, that's the other L one. Yeah, maybe we haven't talked about lutein.
It's found in that vegetable that you were asking about. Does it make it bigger?
Spinach?
Yes.
Ah.
Green leafy vegetables. Kale, spinach, Swiss chard.
So lutein is in that.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
There you go.
And it's in green vegetables, broccoli, peas, green peas. It's in carrots and sweet potatoes and squash and orange peppers and cantaloupe. So the people in one study who had the highest intake of lutein and zeaxanthin had a reduction of 43%, a reduction of age-related macular degeneration.
Wow, which is a crazy eye disease.
Versus those who didn't eat those foods as much.
Hmm.
Yeah, and the 6 milligrams was about how much you needed to get in your diet in the day to reduce your risk of age-related macular degeneration.
Yeah, and 6 milligrams isn't a ton based on what I've seen is in those foods. So
yeah, absolutely. And it's interesting because they talk about it as age-related macular degeneration. And it's actually, these days, people are getting it younger and younger, just like diabetes, hypertension, heart disease. And it's very connected and related to
Our diet.
Yeah, and our lifestyle choices. And the fact that we have so much more processed foods in our diet, and it is really affecting our how fast people are developing these eye diseases.
Wow, yeah, that's crazy. And it's good that we're aware of it because we can do something about it.
There's a really excellent book called Ancestral Dietary Strategy to Prevent and Treat Macular Degeneration. And that's another excellent resource for this. It's Dr. Chris Kolb, and you could probably look that up to get more information. But he really talks about like the fact that it's not necessarily related to age.
Hmm. Interesting.
And the power of eating real food, and the fact that how much our food supply has changed has really accelerated our eye disease in terms of age. Like, it's actually happening earlier, and it's not necessarily related to just you could be predisposed to it, but what you do in your lifestyle can really affect your risk of developing it earlier or later.
Right.
Just like cancer.
Yeah, I was going to say, it sounds like cancer.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, interesting.
Yeah. And in the intro, I mentioned all the different diseases that can be diagnosed in your eye exam. And some of the inflammatory conditions could be multiple sclerosis and lupus, ulcerative colitis, Crohn's. Those two are IBD, so intestinal bowel disease. And there's a link with the inflammatory disease process and inflammation in the eye.
Yeah, I had no idea that your eye was such an indicator for other health concerns. It's really interesting that it's all so connected. And it's, yeah, just connected to your eyes. It's really fascinating.
Yeah, yeah. And it's like, it's kind of like you think of, well, your kidneys, like all your organs have very tiny micro capillaries and arteries, and our eye is part of that too. So the other thing that we're going to talk about kind of near the end with lifestyle choices are the simple sugars. And if you're eating a lot of highly processed foods with a high glycemic load, that is going to affect your eye health too, just having risk of developing diabetes and then the eye-related disease with that.
Right, right.
Eggs are an excellent source too, the egg yolk, because it is fat-soluble, the lutein. And so that's the egg, the yolk has that in it. And astaxanthin is another carotenoid that's under the same umbrella, and that's in algae and seaweed and salmon, which is helpful for eye health.
Yeah, a lot of these things are foods that we probably should be eating anyway. They just happen to be healthy for our eyes as well, which is a nice little benefit.
Yeah, yeah, they contain those phytochemicals and their carotenoids.
I was going to say that.
Yeah. And yeah, carotenoids, it's like in carrots, right? The beta carotene.
Exactly. Yeah, you got it. Yeah, you're getting there. You're learning some things.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Thank you. Yeah. Zinc is another, it's a mineral. We talked about zinc before.
We sure have.
In the sexy foods, immunity.
Zinc seems to be a superfood or a super nutrient, I guess. It's not a food, is it? It's a nutrient found in food.
Right. We need not to be deficient in it, but we don't need high doses.
We need just the right amount. We need the Goldilocks amount.
Exactly. That's right.
Right.
Well, the eyes contain high levels of zinc, and zinc is part of essential enzyme superoxide dismutase.
Right. Whatever. Whatever that is.
It's an enzyme. Like, it's part of this metabolic process that happens, and zinc as an antioxidant helps with that.
I like watching you try to figure out how to explain things
with my hands. I'm very
I can see the wheels turning. But you always come up with the answer. That's pretty amazing.
You're funny. Zinc's involved in visual pigments in the retina, and so a lack of zinc, for like zinc deficiency, can cause night blindness.
Oh, okay. Interesting.
So driving your car, yeah. And, you know, different, like just not being able to see at night. Hmm. And for food sources, do you remember?
I sure do. Well, oysters.
Yes.
Meat.
Yes.
What else had zinc in it? I'll just say spinach, because spinach has everything. But maybe I'm wrong on that.
Nuts and seeds, whole grains. It's kind of widespread in our diet. There is a big amount in oysters and turkey, but a good way to make sure that you're getting some is add nuts to your breakfast, especially cashews. Add seeds maybe to your oatmeal. Have trail mix with seeds, nuts, and dried apricots in there. That would be a good snack.
Okay, so not spinach. You can have it with spinach, though.
Spinach is really loaded with lutein.
Oh, right.
And yeah, there's so many benefits to spinach. And in regards to night blindness, I mentioned, well, vitamin A is the next one. And it's one of the leading causes of blindness in the world by having a deficiency of vitamin A.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
See, people haven't been... I'll give you a little bit of a lecture on vitamin A if you'd like.
Well, okay, but when I'm talking about this, I mean more like the developing world and third world countries have, that's been the leading cause of blindness in the world is a deficiency of vitamin A. And I know what are you going to talk about?
Well, I was just going to tell you what I learned in the immunity episode about vitamin A, because it comes from beta carotene. It's produced through eating foods with beta carotene.
Right.
Something like that.
Right, right. So the plant compounds have pro vitamin A. So beta carotene is a precursor to vitamin A. So you got that right. They provide 30% of vitamin A requirements. And so vitamin A in animal products come from egg yolk, liver, dairy, and then plant compounds of beta carotene. We've covered before kale, spinach, carrots, squash, sweet potatoes, apricots. So those all, eating those plant-based beta carotene are precursors to vitamin A. So your body can make vitamin A from having enough of the plant sources, if that makes sense.
Yeah, that does make sense. That's beta carotene is always the one I think about when it comes to eye health. It's like eating carrots. You've learned that from when you were a kid, you know, carrots are good for your eyes, but
totally.
That's the only thing I've ever learned about eye health was eating carrots.
Right. Well, so you know, it's funny because actually on the front page of, or the front, the
cover.
Yeah. The cover of this book, Eye Foods, it's got orange peppers, and it's orange. It's the carotenoids. It's the lutein. It's the zeaxanthin. It's that carotenoid that is so key for eye health. And it's such a beautiful design.
Yeah, no doubt. And it's the orange foods. Is there something about orange foods that has the
beta carotene?
Yeah.
And the lutein and the zeaxanthin.
Okay. There you go.
So the next one is omega-3 fatty acids.
Right. We've referenced that a few times, but never really had a discussion about it.
Yeah. Yeah. It's another one.
We're due.
It's actually, there's DHA and EPA in those fatty acids. And the DHA is most important. It's found in high amounts in the retina. And it helps maintain eye function. And it's so important for prenatal, for moms with pregnant moms. Because the DHA is responsible for the brain and eye development in...
of the fetus.
Yeah, and in infancy.
Oh, interesting.
So really important. And if you don't have enough of the DHA, the deficiency will cause impaired vision.
Oh, wow.
Mm-hmm.
Huh.
And then if you don't have enough as you're older and you can actually increase and accelerate your risk for macular degeneration.
Wow. Yeah, that's, once again, gotta keep an eye on what we're eating here.
Yeah. And it's amazing because humans are thought to evolved eating a diet with equal amounts of omega-3 and 6. So omega-3 is like anti-inflammatory and omega-6 is like pro-inflammatory. And now in our highly processed modern food world, our diet, the ratio is really skewed. It's way off. So instead of, you know, omega-3 and 6 being 1-to-1 ratio, it's like 1-to-15. So we're getting way too much omega-6 and not enough omega-3.
And where does the omega-6 come from?
It comes from processed vegetable oils.
Oh, okay. There you go. That makes sense then.
Yeah, because it's widespread in processed foods.
No doubt. Holy.
Yeah.
So you don't need a supplement in omega that includes the 6.
Exactly. That's right. So the omega-3 comes from...
fish, fatty fish.
That's right.
Salmon.
That's right.
What else does it come from? Sardines, maybe?
Yeah, that's a really good one.
Throwing that out there as a wild guess.
wild salmon, wild trout, wild sardines.
Yeah, lots of fish, right?
Yeah, herring. Yeah. Absolutely. And then you can get plant-based ALA, which is alpha-linolenic acid, and that's from walnuts and flaxseed, and that your body can make omega-3s from that. So you can eat walnuts and flax seeds to get some of those beneficial omega-3s too.
It's amazing that nature kind of provides everything that we need. It's just taken us years to realize that and to learn everything about everything that's out there naturally growing in the ground and off the trees and in the earth. And yeah, just figuring it all out. It's pretty awesome.
It's amazing, eh? And then we've kind of, totally like manufactured things and like, you know, synthesize and then strip the food of all of the goodness and then fortify it back up and then like make it taste different and like really good. And then just, yeah, it's amazing what, over the years, what's happened with the food supply. Eh?
Yeah, no doubt. No doubt.
Yeah. Vitamin E is the next one, and that's a fat-soluble antioxidant that protects fats from the harmful oxidation.
Right. I remember that from our immunity episode.
Exactly. But the retina has high concentration of fatty acids. So the vitamin E has to protect those fatty acids from oxidation.
Okay. That makes sense.
And if you have a deficiency of vitamin E, that causes blindness.
Wow, just like that.
Well, yeah, because it's protecting that oxidation. So almonds, seeds, avocado, all those good sources of vitamin E, spinach.
Oh, there's the spinach, yeah.
Another reason to have spinach. Yeah, so it's a really essential vitamin in the whole scheme of things for your eyes.
Oh, that's amazing. Yeah, it's good to learn this stuff. Because those are some scary, I don't know, blindness for a lot of people, I think, is one of those things that kind of freaks you out. So,
yeah, and they actually have supplements for people that do have, they want to prevent eye disease. And ARIDS was the study that looked at eye health. It stands for Age-Related Eye Disease Study.
Okay.
And they made supplements from that, like for that study. And they've had two studies now. So they had the ARIDS 1 and the ARIDS 2. And the biggest difference is they've added the zeaxanthin into the ARIDS 2 and the lutein. They didn't have that in the ARIDS 1. And they took out beta carotene from the ARIDS 1.
Hmm.
And so that's the biggest difference with the type of supplements that you can buy.
Right. Interesting.
And also there's one that we have, it's called eye care formula, and it's got a little bit different amounts of vitamin C, vitamin E, copper, zinc, lutein, zeaxanthin than the ARIDS, but it is a little bit, like they have some of those nutrients.
You know what else they have a little bit of?
What?
Little writing on the label. I get a kick out of these.
That's ironic.
It is ironic. I get a kick out of these supplements that are supposed to be, well, in this case, supposed to be for your eye health, but you can't even read the label on it.
You need like a huge like magnifier or even a microscope just to read the fine print.
It's crazy. It's like, how much of this am I supposed to take to improve my vision, but I can't even see it.
That's so true.
I remember when I went to the eye doctor a few years ago, and I'm like, I don't know what happened. He's like, is there any issues, any problems, whatever? And I'm like, yeah, I can't, like, I think they like changed the font on all of like the vitamin bottles and stuff because I can't read things anymore. And he just laughed. It's like, yeah, you're 40 now, aren't you? And I'm like, yeah, how'd you know? So I guess it's normal, but it's so tiny.
I know. It's it's funny, Rob. All right, we're on to our sixth nutrition facts. Vitamin C, Rob.
Vitamin C again.
Yes.
Yeah, here we go.
And why is it? Do you remember what vitamin C is?
No, I don't remember.
Antioxidant?
Oh, well, yeah, it's an antioxidant.
That's right. And people with cataracts tend to have low antioxidant states.
Okay.
So they haven't had enough antioxidants in their diet, and vitamin C is one of those.
Okay.
So it plays a protective role in the eyes, and it's unclear whether supplements provide added benefits for those who aren't deficient. So if you are getting enough antioxidants, enough vitamin C in your day, having a supplement might not necessarily protect your eyes any more than just getting it out of your food.
Right.
So do you remember the foods that...
For vitamin C?
Yeah.
Oh, that's like all sorts of citrus fruits, spinach, probably some kind of vegetable too that has vitamin C in it.
Yeah, absolutely. I'm sorry, I'm putting you on the spot. But that's okay. You've hit all the big ones. The citrus fruits, broccoli, guava, kale.
Guava.
And bell peppers.
I missed guava.
That's okay. It's kind of a obscure, maybe dried guava sometimes, eh?
Sometimes.
All right. So that's vitamin C, and then vitamin D.
Vitamin D again.
And what is that?
Sunshine vitamin.
Oh, you are getting so good at this.
I am. I pay attention.
So where do we get, other than the sun, where else in our food do we get vitamin D?
From fish.
Yes, you got it.
Hey, look at me.
Yes, and eggs.
Yeah, eggs, that's true.
And mushrooms.
The
plant-based vitamin D2, actually.
It's like the only time mushrooms make the list.
No, mushrooms are, that's a whole, well, we could do a whole episode on
mushrooms. They're not like spinach that's coming up on everything, you know, like...
Oh, mushrooms are really high in B vitamins.
Oh, okay.
They're a whole category on their own. But they do have some vitamin D for us. The next one, and that's vitamin D is really important. Again, if you're deficient, then it can affect your eye health.
Right. So we need to eat lots of mushrooms.
It's not what I said. Just eat.
No, that's how I hear things. Okay, I need to eat a lot of that.
Well, you can include mushrooms, and that'll be a source of vitamin D2, actually.
Right.
But yeah, it is in the winter, we could become deficient in vitamin D because it's a sunshine vitamin. We don't have a lot in our food supply, so... that's one that is in a multivitamin, or you can take a single vitamin D3 supplement.
Right.
All right. The next one is something that's in green tea.
Oh, I can't remember what this is called.
It's an antioxidant, and it prevents cataracts and glaucoma, and it's called a catechin.
That's it. Yeah.
It's a plant chemical, and they're finding more and more evidence for the green tea to be healthy in a lot of our different systems, but eye health is one of them.
Hmm. Wasn't there a movie called that? No, that was Catch Me If You Can. It's really close.
That's a great movie, though.
It is a great movie.
Leonardo, that's a good movie. I love that movie. You're funny. That's Ketchikans. That's a good way to remember. Yes.
It also sounds like that kid show, The Backyardigans. The Ketchikans and the Backyardigans. Okay, we're getting sidetracked.
That's okay. So we're on our ninth, bilberry.
Bilberry.
Bilberry. It's actually a berry, just like, well, it's very, probably haven't eaten bilberry, but there's
I've never even heard of it.
Yeah, well, it actually is one that they're studying to see if it helps with eye strain as people are on their computers and they get that, you know, the...
Well, the strain. I mean, that's a pretty good way to explain it.
Yeah,
your exactly. eyes get tired and feels like someone's yanking them out of your face.
That's right.
Yeah.
And that, again, it's very, it's like a purple color and it's a high antioxidant, like a high dose plant chemical, phytochemical antioxidant. And
the berry is
purple. That's right.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah. So they're doing research on that and we'll wait to see what happens with the evidence with that. But, there was a study, I think it said up to 500 milligrams of bilberry can be helpful.
I can't wait.
Yeah. The final one, 10.
Drum roll.
10 eye-opening nutrition facts. And it's kind of lumped under one, all, like there's a lot here, is lifestyle.
Lifestyle. Yes.
So just our crazy over-processed, you know, too sugary, bad fats, like that can affect our eye health. So making sure you cut back on your added fats, watch all those highly processed oils that are in foods, because that can lead to cataracts.
We're getting the same message every week here. I'm not sure if people are getting that yet.
Oh, right.
I'd like to think so, because I am. And yeah, eat healthy, avoid processed foods. And
sorry, I'm just remembering, I'm so excited because we're coming into spring and we're going to be getting into food boxes and more gardening. And it's just exciting because a lot of fresh local produce is coming our way.
Yeah, it's that time of year. Yeah. Food, fresh food.
Yeah. So part of the lifestyle is exercise.
Right.
And moving your body to help with keeping the blood flowing, and that helps with eye health. And also natural light, being exposed to just outdoors, the natural light is helpful for our eye health.
And probably part of that is getting away from unnatural light, like the light of your screen and the lamps and the TV and all of that, and just getting out and...
You got it.
Rests your eyes a little bit.
And it helps with circadian rhythm so that you get back to, okay, it's nighttime, it's sleep time. You know, just it helps sleep better, which is good for overall health too.
Yeah, for sure. For sure. It's always good to get outside anyway. Just, it does something good to the body.
It does the body good.
Oh, that, there you go. Yeah.
Oh, that was good. There's lots of information about, the eye-opening nutrition facts that in our food that we're eating.
Yeah, like I said, I had my eyes opened. I guess I didn't realize it was that related to our diet, other than carrots. But there you go, a few more tidbits for you to
chew on,
or look up. There you go.
All right. Thanks. That was a fun one.
Was that fun? Did you have fun, Sandra?
I had lots of fun.
Oh, there you go. That's good. I'm glad you had fun. So there you have it. That wraps up another fun and informative episode of My Wife, the Dietitian. Thanks for joining us. Thanks for joining us today on My Wife, the Dietitian. If you like what you heard, don't be shy. Leave us a comment or review and be sure to share our podcast with your friends. If you'd like to hear more, hit that subscribe button. You can also follow us on our social media pages for updates, episode trailers, and other odds and ends. For more info and links on what we discussed on today's episode, check the show notes. We'll be back next week with another informative and fun-filled episode.